Facebook.com/radio. On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed, and hi, good afternoon. Welcome to you on this Wednesday, 7th day of February, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and wow, we got a busy day going today. No scraping the news barrel for this show. We have so many places to start, and there's a big ruckus going on because... Well, I got to set this up right, because over in the Senate about an hour and a half ago, here comes good old Mitch McConnell and Chuckie Schumer, and they came to the microphone there in the Senate, and they said, guess what? Bipartisan agreement. We have a bipartisan agreement for not just the next year. So how about for the next 2 years? Yes. Now stick with me on this. You don't have to be a budget nerd to see where I'm going with this thing. So they get this budget agreement. I'll get into the details of it later for all the budget nerds out there, including me. But so this means the back to the House. The House yesterday afternoon passed a budget deal that would get us until March 23rd. Yeah, another kick the can down the road for a couple of weeks to March 23rd. But today, over in the Senate, the Republicans and the Democrats came together. Oh, yeah, they've decided there's nothing like throwing a bunch of money at everybody's little cause to make Democrats and Republicans get along with each other. So they've done that. And so they have passed a budget for the next 2 years. So there's no shutdown. There's no debt ceiling problems. There's none of that sort of stuff. Everything's going along just hunky. Oh, the DACA kids? No. We don't care about them. No. They're not in this. Nope. Not to be seen. Not to be talked about. Nope. Nothing on immigration. But they got a budget deal for the next 2 years. Debt ceiling limitations, no problem. So meantime, back in the House, what's going on in the House is that they've got this kick the can down the road thing until March 23rd. Now they're going to get the Senate two-year deal sent over to them, and then they have to figure out if they're going to go along with this or not. But meantime, there's another problem. And the other problem is, what about those DACA kids? What about them? Nobody's talking about them. Except Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader, and because of the fact that there is a rule that you can only talk for like 1 minute at a time or something like that in the House. I don't know what the rules are, parliamentary rules, except for the leadership, namely the Speaker and the minority leader. So 4-plus hours ago, Nancy Pelosi, who's 77 years of age, got up and started talking and has not stopped. She is doing an unannounced filibuster, and there's a whole bunch of congressional women sitting around her and behind her. But this started 4 hours ago. Let's you got a little bit of her to bring in here. Let's listen to a little bit of Nancy.
And disease. Well, he's also a member of the pathology medical group, a Spanish interpreter at the clinic, and a mentor for other medical students. What drew him to medicine, Cesar said, quote, "When I was very young, my father became ill and then was bedridden for months. He was the primary bedwinner, and I saw him as our protector. Watching him immobilized and screaming in pain has a huge impact on my
world." Well, there she is. She's reading stories about all of the DACA kids. She's got 190,000 DACA kids to talk about, and she's going through them one by one. And so she is saying, I'm not moving. I'm not doing a thing. We are not going to move forward with anything in the House of Representatives as long as we are still not dealing with the Dreamers. And so she has threatened to blow up the budget deal, and she will not support a potential bipartisan budget deal until what she wants is she wants Paul Ryan to bring the DREAM Act vote to the floor and have a vote. So she said the deal does nothing to advance bipartisan legislation to protect Dreamers. She's right. As members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act now. So this gets interesting, and I'll tell you why. Because if the Senate, and I'm spitting mad about the Senate, by the way. I know they actually did something, but it's not good. They have increased our debt exponentially. But nobody seems to care. Republicans don't have thrown in the towel. The party of fiscal responsibility, ha! It is not. So they came up with a lot more money to spend. So they've got their deal over there. Now they're going to send it back to the House. But meantime, nothing's going on at the House other than Nancy Pelosi. And she is just going on her merry way there talking about all the various things.
Last year, he listed in the Army.
There she goes. Yeah, there's a little bit more. She's still going. So this is now 5 hours. She's now crossed the five-hour mark. Now, I don't know how long she can go. She looks fine. But she's been standing, reading for 5 hours. So here's the problem. We've got a deal between the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate. And the last time, we got the shutdown coming tomorrow night, Thursday night at midnight. The government will shut down when the clock strikes Friday morning. And she is stopping all of this because she once again is putting the DACA kids first and foremost. The last time they put the DACA kids up there and said, we're not going to vote for your continuing resolution to fund the government unless the DACA kids come along, and they did not, it didn't happen, and so we had a shutdown 2 weekends ago, right? And out of that, for the first time ever, the Democrats were the ones who were blamed for putting the illegals and the immigrants and the DACA and all that sort of stuff ahead of our government remaining open. Well, that's what they did, and Nancy Pelosi is doing the same thing right now, going, I am not going to let our government proceed until we get a vote on the DREAM Act. Now, I don't know why Paul Ryan doesn't just have the vote, because it would not pass. But here's the other problem. The budget agreement over in the Senate changes spending, I mean, to the moon. Increases our spending exponentially. That comes back to the House. Paul Ryan has a problem because of the fact that you've got the conservative Republicans in the House, the Freedom Caucus primarily, but there's more than that, that are saying, we want some fiscal sanity here. We're not going to vote for a budget that is fiscally insane. So that means Paul Ryan has to go get a bunch of Democrats to vote for whatever they passed over in the Senate that comes over to the House. The problem with getting the Democrats to vote for that is that they would have to basically tell Nancy Pelosi to shut up and sit down. And they don't want to do that. She's their leader. So she has single-handedly hijacked the entire United States government with her filibuster that's going on in the House right now.
District. Amanda also serves the captain of her high school soccer team.
Yep, captain of a high school soccer team. I mean, we got, so that she's not moving. So my question for you is, do you support Nancy Pelosi in her filibuster of putting immigration and the Dreamers, the DACA kids, first? She says we have a moral responsibility to act now as members of Congress, versus just taking care of what's happened over with Chucky Schumer and Mitch McConnell have come to an agreement. Republicans and Democrats came together. Schumer talked about the kumbaya and how we reached across the aisle. And we didn't, nobody got everything they wanted, but we compromised. We have such a wonderful compromise here. And meantime, over in the House, Nancy Pelosi has dug her heels in. So what's your reaction to all of this? Because she is single-handedly requiring a vote on the DREAM Act. I don't know why Paul Ryan doesn't go ahead and give it to her, so that they can move on. There's no way it's going to pass in the House. I don't think. I know the majority of people in the country, when you look at the polling, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all are in favor of giving the DACA kids a break. And it's interesting because the polling shows that people do have a sympathetic streak about these DACA kids. But what they don't have is a sympathy for putting them above keeping the government open. That was the big criticism, and it came up in poll after poll after poll. People said, I'm for the DACA kids, but I'm not for putting them ahead of keeping the government open. So Nancy Pelosi is rolling the dice here this afternoon. The phone number to join the program is 855-295-6600. Do you support Nancy Pelosi's filibuster and her requirement to get a vote on the DREAM Act? That if it doesn't happen, we will shut down the government tomorrow night. 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find my phone numbers, my email address, the links to my Twitter, Facebook, podcast, Instagram. You can find it all on my website. It's simple. It's my name, which is TomSullivan.com.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
To the top and bottom of every hour. News Radio KFBK.
English is second language, and just going to teaching English, I mean, translating into English for those who don't speak Spanish. He cleaned up the church before after Sunday service.
Nancy Pelosi is, I just got a nice tweet. My Twitter feed is actually pretty busy today. Mark sent me a note and says, I thought only the Senate had rules that allowed filibusters. If all 435 members took a turn, it could take till past November. You are right. The Senate is the only place that has a filibuster, but the House has a rule that says that the leadership can talk for as long as they want. The leadership, which means just the Speaker and the minority leader, and hence that is why we have Nancy Pelosi now in her fifth hour of talking. It's not a wink-wink filibuster. So what do you want to do? What should Paul Ryan have a vote? She wants a vote on the DREAM Act. And she's not going to stop until he does. And that's stopping them working on the bipartisan agreement on the budget that just passed the Senate a couple of hours ago. That's going to be coming over to the House, but they can't work on it. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Let's talk to Crystal in, where is Crystal? Bay City, Michigan. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, I'm just so terribly frustrated with the people in Washington. aren't they really supposed to be there representing us? It just seems like nobody has the best interests of we the people in mind.
I have a tweet. I'm going to try and find it here on the fly about the fact that Nancy Pelosi is probably talking because of the fact that in California there is aggressive comments made by ICE and others that say, we're coming into California. Since you have made your state a sanctuary state, we're going to come in and enforce immigration laws with vengeance. And so she may be playing just to the people of California.
So the rest of the 49 states don't matter?
Nope. Doesn't matter.
Wow.
I tell you. Wow. I know. She is single-handedly blocking progress on anything. And I have a real complaint about this Senate bill, which I'll get into in a moment. But she may just try and drive the government right off the cliff tomorrow night. And, you heard what the president said. This was from yesterday, talking to the press. The president said if immigration isn't addressed in the budget, there will be a shutdown. Listen.
If we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill gang members, and we're just talking about MS-13, there are many gang members that we don't even mention. If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
So that brings up the question, Crystal, that the president said, if immigration isn't addressed in the budget, let's have a shutdown. Well, guess what? Over in the Senate, they just agreed on a budget deal that did not address immigration whatsoever. So now, what happens if it gets to the president's desk and they haven't addressed immigration? Is he going to veto it?
Well, that'll be interesting considering some of the comments that he's made in the past that, you know, a sitting president should not allow a government shutdown.
Right. Right.
So which is it?
I don't know. I am sitting here with total confusion because Nancy Pelosi says we're not moving forward till we get a vote on the Dreamers Act. President Trump says, I'm not going to do a budget deal unless it addresses immigration. And yet the Senate went ahead and passed a budget deal that the Republicans and Democrats came together on. So we're in a very weird position here. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's really kind of frightening when you consider the mindset of people who we've voted in to lead us. It's not showing good leadership.
No. There hasn't been leadership for a long time.
No, but I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they could not run a sidewalk a coffee business at this point. Crystal, I got to run, but thank you. I appreciate the call. We will be right back.
$50 recycle rebate. Learn more at smud.org/recycle.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
DACA is my only hope. Elizabeth, again from Elliott Engel, from Yonkers. She writes to Congress, I am contacting you
and
because I'm submitting my initial
And that is Nancy
DACA.
Pelosi into her fifth hour of giving a speech in the House of Representatives, and she is not going to stop, she says, until Paul Ryan brings a DREAM Act to a vote. And meantime, over at the Senate, if you're just tuning in, the Senate did pass a bipartisan budget agreement that will keep the government open not only beyond tomorrow night, but for the next 2 years, and funds the military and funds they're spending money like drunken sailors. My apologies to drunken sailors. But it's so they've got a big agreement, but their agreement is a budget agreement. It doesn't say a thing about the DACA kids. Nothing. Nancy Pelosi says, I'm putting the DACA kids first. We have a moral responsibility to act now. And she will keep the government, well, right over the cliff tomorrow night unless that vote comes up. You can follow me on Twitter. The address is at Sullivan Radio. Sean Hammy says, hey, Tom, as a California progressive, I am embarrassed by Nancy Pelosi. She is one of the worst, least strategic people in Congress. As much as I loathe some Republican actions, she is on top of my list of people that need to go. Dianne Feinstein is a close second. So, Tomas Santana says, go ahead, keep putting DACA kids ahead of Americans. Nancy, Trump has a fair deal on the table, and we Mexicans know it. Your little stunt is not going to work. Dems never learn. 855-295-6600. George in California. Hi, George. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What do you think?
Well, let me preface it with saying that I'm calling out of California, Sacramento area. I'm a Democrat, 45-year-old, first-generation-born American. Heritage is Mexican. Both parents came over when they were in probably their 30s or so. Illegally, everything was on the up and up. And I'm embarrassed, to be honest, with those that claim that they represent me, because they do not. And so Pelosi and Feinstein, they need to understand that they do not speak for all Democrats, all Californians. And furthermore, you know, as I mentioned, it's quite quite embarrassing. And one of the early callers had indicated that that you know all the other states are being ignored, but within California, I can rest assured that you know my voice is being ignored. You know, I'm a voter that votes for the person, not the party. So I've been known to vote Republican, and I'll, you know, put it out there. I did vote for Trump over Hillary. You know, so, you know, I'm probably one of the Democrats that are the Democrat leadership needs to worry about the most, because we're the wild cards. And I think that's, you know, why, you
know.
Let me ask you
something. Give me your age range. Are you in your 30s, 40s, 20s? What are you?
Oh, 45.
45. You said your parents came from Mexico. You're Mexican-American. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Let me ask you something, because there's a story about the illegal from Mexico who killed the NFL player from the Indianapolis Colts and was drunk, and he has been in and out a number of times of crossing the border and being thrown back over and back again. There's a number of stories of those kinds of things where there is somebody from Mexico that has been deported numbers of times. They come back, they commit a crime, sometimes a heinous crime. In fact, in your community, there was one that killed two police officers. Do you take that as a swipe against you, your heritage, everybody that's a Mexican-American? Because I am convinced that, yeah, there's lots of people that commit heinous crimes that have all kinds of ethnic backgrounds, but if an Irish-American was to do something horrible, how does that reflect on me? And I'm asking you if that reflects on, if that's what is causing a lot of anger about the comments that the president is making.
I would say for me, no, because I see it more of the crime, and you need to do the time if you do the crime, regardless of what your race is. You know, that if you've done something that merits to be deported, whether it's Mexico, El Salvador, or some other country, you know, so be it, that you need to go. And if anything, the leadership needs to work with the other government to figure out why, you know, they can't keep their people in their country, and figure out something. And, you know, I'm all for border security, but I think to your comment that you made a few days ago, if not in the past, that the money should be better spent elsewhere than just the wall.
Yeah, I think strategically you could probably get a much better border security with more technology than just brick and mortar. But that's what the president, I think he truly wants that. I know that's what he promised to his base, and he wants to deliver on that promise. So, fine. And he says he can build it for a lot less than $25 billion. But I don't know whether or not this idea of saying I'm not going to allow government to proceed until I get the Dreamers vote.
Yeah, right.
You don't like it.
I definitely disagree with that. No. That should be its own separate issue. I think when you're trying to be fiscal responsible, you're dealing with the economy, the budget of what it would take to keep your company running or your government running, and that is something that is important, you know, but it should not be the make or break, let's hold the government hostage, and again, to Pelosi or anybody else that just would rather just drag it out, sit down. And I think Paul Ryan should, you know, address that and say, look, you've said enough, you've said your piece, you know, great, excellent, done. You know, I'm not sure what power he does have, but if I were in charge, I would be like, okay, sit down. I'm in charge of the House, and this is what we're going to do.
As you're speaking, it sounds like that's what they're trying to do. They just asked if they could interrupt her. But here she's...
issue of family unification. And
so, no, she's still going. She's still going, man.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a lot of good. I mean, I've known people when I was younger that had crossed the border illegally, and there were great people that wanted to make a difference and send money across. Now, okay, great. You know, my parents did it the right way, and I think that sending however many million people back and have them come back in would hurt definitely the California economy because of how much produce and what have you that the laborers are out there. And, you know, I would say that if you are already here, then let's put you on that path of what you can do to stay.
Well, that sounds like what Trump is offering that. Trump is offering that.
Right. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with what he's saying. I think it's just those that claim they represent us need to put their own petty differences aside and maybe talk to people like me and just say, okay, what do you think we should do? And, you know, based upon that, not their own personal vendetta or, you know, there was a video recording of Pelosi a year ago saying that Trump will never be president. I can take that to the bank. And surprise, surprise. You just never know.
There's the hatred and the vendetta is alive and well in Washington.
Right.
No, it's gotten very poisonous. But all right. Hey, George, thank you. I'm so glad you called. Very insightful from your background. Let's get Doug in here from Stagecoach Nevada before we run out of time. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Listen, I wonder something. If they vote that DACA first, What locks them in to passing the rest? What they do is go ahead and vote, but they wouldn't pass the rest. Am I correct? That
possible.
Happened to Reagan.
Possible. Yeah, they pulled the rug out from underneath Reagan later. But in the Senate, they've already passed the budget deal. It's done now. The House needs to vote on it, but Nancy won't let them.
What? Okay, now look, the Republicans can't be foolish enough, I hope, to vote DACA first. I don't see how
that's what she wants.
Ramapo, New York, and now make my
all
home
right,
with
gotta
my
run.
Wife in Pearl
Thank
River.
You.
Life in El Salvador, where I was born, was dangerous.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she won't support the budget deal in the Senate unless there are protections for Dreamers. Details coming up for you at 1 o'clock on KFPK.
You have just a little detail on your record, and you're out. We're some of America's best. I want you to know that while we're taking this away from us, why don't you want us here? Don't
yeah.
you want people?
Yeah, I know. Nancy Pelosi still going well into her fifth hour. Crumbs for Deplorables is the one who sent me the tweet saying Nancy hates that ICE is making sweeps of businesses in California, and their attorney general declared war on businesses. There's others sending me notes also saying that California is considering letting illegals vote, and that this is why she wants to keep her job. I don't know. She says it's a moral thing for her. That as members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act. If you're just tuning in, she is holding a filibuster. She's in her fifth hour. She's saying she's not going to let the business of Congress proceed until she gets Paul Ryan to bring the DREAM Act to a vote. 855-295-6600. Joe in Jupiter, Florida. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Tom?
Doing great. What you got?
Good. Well, I just wanted to relate a story. Jupiter, Florida is near West Palm Beach, and we're basically a sanctuary city. We've got a lot of Guatemalan guys in here that are, you know, not documented, and there are a ton of them. But anyway, so one day I went and I hired this guy from this place called El Sol, where you can get a day labor, to come help me do my lawn and pick weeds and this and that.
Yep.
He's driving a car. So I said, follow me over to the house. So he follows me over to the house in his car. So we're working for a few hours, and I said, you know, do you have a green card? Are you legal? He said, no. I said, do you have a driver's license? He said, no. I said, do you have insurance? He said, no. I said, like, okay, how are you going around in this world with nothing? I said, you know, I've got a master plan. We'll give you a path to citizenship. You make payments for 5 years, 6 years, and, you know, then we can get you in there and put you to the top of the list and go. He said to me, why should I pay? And I just thought to myself, I pay for everything. I pay for my insurance. I've got an 18-year-old girl that's trying to go to college. She's a 4.0 student at a major Dwyer High School here in Jupiter. And she's got accepted to Georgia and to Florida State and to other colleges.
Nice, nice.
And I'm going to have to pay for it.
Sure.
You know, why should somebody else get in here illegally, never paid taxes, you know, never paid for insurances, never paid for anything, and then get the same thing that my daughter, who studies every night, gets? I'm enthralled. I just think it's crazy that they would even consider this.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because yesterday I got into it with some in the audience about the fact that John Kelly was talking to the media and talked about the fact 690,000 signed up for DACA. The 1.8 million, the difference is they either were too scared or too lazy to get off their asses, as he said. And to me, I wasn't offended by that because I thought, no, there were people that just said, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. And what you're reporting is somebody that said, you said to him, you can sign up, get yourself legal, everything else, and just said, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it.
He said, why should I pay? Why should I pay? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, so lazy, yes. And what Kelly said, I believe in 100%. But they also just want to fly under the radar.
Yes.
We've had bad things happen in Jupiter. We had an ambulance crew that was cut off by a drunk driver who had been caught by the Jupiter police 5 times and killed the 2 ambulance crew members right on a place called Indian Town Road.
Wow.
And walked away. And then we've had a young girl on a skateboard plowed over, and, you know, things like that happen. You can ride down the street and know that they don't happen.
They do happen, but at the same time, to your point and to your guy's point, even though if you're here illegally, I don't think I've said it all along. If I was a kid that was brought here by my parents, or even I just stuck across the border last week, I wouldn't sign up for any of this stuff. I wouldn't let them know where I am, because I think if I kind of keep my nose clean and go about my business, I can live here no problem. I don't have to pay fees. I don't have to pay taxes. I don't have to do anything. I can just live here in the shadows, and I'm okay with that. I think that is an attitude that prevails. I really do, for the people that are here illegally.
It does. And if you look at the difference between their hometowns where they came from and a place like Jupiter, Florida, you know, it's paradise. It's like a 5-star hotel.
Well, yeah, where you live is gorgeous. Great. It's gorgeous there. I've been to Jupiter many times. It's a beautiful town. So,
yeah.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I get what the guy's saying, they're not going away. They are not going away. So, I'm glad you called, Joe, very much. I appreciate your input. There's our friend Dee in Minnesota. Hi, Dee. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
I've got a quick question about
Nancy Pelosi. And
yeah.
She's got DACA kids there on the floor while she's yapping her jaws away.
No. She's got a bunch of, I don't understand what's going on. There's like a bunch of female members of Congress, women members of Congress. There was a guy who sat down for a while, and it's like he got booted out. He's gone. So it's all a bunch of congresswomen that are sitting around, and they're taking turns coming and going while Nancy Pelosi's talking. I don't know what the deal is. That's what she's up to.
Well, I was just wondering about that because I thought, well, what Paul Ryan should do is he should go down there. I'm speaker. I'm shutting this down now. I'm going to turn off the lights, pull the plugs. You don't have any more to say, miss. Walk the walk.
Yeah, but he, you know what? You know what? He doesn't want to do that in this era of Me Too and Time's Up to have the big bully white man come in and step on Nancy Pelosi's microphone. Not going to happen. Well, you can do it.
I'll get out there and do it.
You probably have time to get there from Minnesota.
I'll say this is my tax dollar you're wasting. I'm going to place a citizen's arrest on you. Get the hell out of my Congress.
Well, here's the deal. We know what happens with the government shutdown. The military stops getting paid, and the veterans' money stops, and a bunch of money stops being sent out to people. And that's what will happen if we shut down again tomorrow night. So she apparently is putting the DACA thing way above all the other people out there who do rely on the U.S. government for their funds. So I don't know how she thinks this is a winning bet, but she does.
I was just going to say real quick, then I'll go. If we were to have a real shutdown, I mean, no one gets paid, not Congress, not military, not anybody. A real shutdown.
I would like Congress not to be paid and not to be reimbursed every time there's a shutdown. I'm right there with you, Dee. I appreciate your call. All right, we'll be back. Let me tell you about what they've come up with they cooked up in the Senate. You won't believe it.
Salinas, we have heard, so I won't move on.